Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Special Report. A 24-year-old man has been sentenced for a mass shooting at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago in 2022 that killed seven people and wounded dozens of others, including an 8-year-old boy left paralyzed from the waist down. WBBM reporter Nancy Hardy.
Seven consecutive natural life sentences in prison without the possibility of parole.
Survivors and witnesses, including the father of the 8-year-old, spoke at today's sentencing. He called Robert Cremo cowardly. The gunman may have a chance to address the court next. Here's Nancy Hardy.
The prosecution says Robert Cremo III is coming to court. It's not clear if he'll be allowed to speak. That will be up to the judge.
The judge deemed Cremo irretrievably depraved, permanently incorrigible, irreparably corrupt, and beyond rehabilitation. Cremo signed his name and Donald Trump's when he waived his right to a trial. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's now an up to $5,000 penalty for illegal dumping in Milwaukee. The jacked-up fine comes after a common council vote on Earth Day. The new cost replaced the previous $1,500 to $5,000 range. Offenders face jail time if they fail to pay, while repeat violations could cost up to $10,000. Officials are urging people to report dumpers immediately to police. Two Milwaukee high school kids will take the stage at the NFL draft. Washington High seniors Rion Turner and Xavier Goff will announce the Patriots' second-round pick Friday night. The two were chosen by the Special Olympics to represent unified sports athletes. A Lake County, Illinois judge has handed down a sentence of seven consecutive life sentences on the Highland Park 4th of July shooter. That sentence came in this morning. Robert Cremo III heard this week from victims and their families before sentencing. He pleaded guilty to killing seven and injuring 48 people 3 years ago. There are a few changes potentially coming to high school sports in Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska has more.
This Friday, school administrators around the state will vote on five amendments for high school sports at the WIAA's annual meeting in Stevens Point. One measure would allow name, image, and likeness deals for student athletes. Another would expand summer coaching contact days from the current limit of five. And one measure would require any spectator ejected from a contest to have to take an online sportsmanship course and serve a one-game suspension before being allowed back at games. The meeting is Friday at 9 a.m.
A discussion about federal safety net programs unfolds in Racine tonight. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley is hosting a town hall opposing budget cuts. State Assembly Democratic leader and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer will join the discussion at the Bryant Community Center, which is set to start at 6. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The draft is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL draft gets underway tonight. Thousands of fans from all around arriving. Network broadcasts. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on the Rich Eisen Show says with the 23rd pick overall tonight, expect the unexpected.
It's one of those things, I think, and it's so unpredictable, but I do think it's a good draft class, and I think certainly where we're picking, I think there's going to be a really good player that's going to help our football team, and I think we're really focused on making sure we've got a good young team. We're really excited about it, and we're really excited to add, you know, not only a really good player, but a culture guy as well.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Giants 4-2. Concern for catcher William Contreras, who was injured sliding into third base in the sixth inning.
We'll check him out. We'll see what it is. He had like an issue with his side. We're hoping it's nothing more serious than it just, you know, locked up on him a little bit. So we hope it's nothing more serious.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Under a mix of sun and clouds today, with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Boy, there's so much going on in the world right now. This is pretty amazing stuff that we're going to get into in just a few minutes here. But first, Phil Itner is with us. He's live in Kyiv, Ukraine, where apparently they had a hell of a bombing last night. Phil, of course, is the host of the On the Edge podcast. You can also find his Blue Sky, Itner Philip, ITTNERPHILIP at Blue Sky. Phil, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Frankly, a little sleep deprived. From about 1 in the morning overnight until about 4, give or take, we were under almost constant air raid alert. And anti-aircraft fire going up into the skies. Of course, not everything, sadly, was deterred. Last I checked before coming to speak to you, and over 100 wounded from apparently some North Korean missiles. Sheltering in place. I know a lot of friends that actually did go into the shelters. A lot of people did because it was a pretty intense attack. I did not hear a Patriot missile system firing off. Of course, they have the Patriot battery here, at least one, but they may not be firing it. With the caveat that this is a very large city, and so just because I didn't hear it in my part of town doesn't mean that they weren't fired off in defense last night. But if that's the case, if they are rationing their the Patriot, which is the best anti-air defense system they have, then this is the ramifications of America withdrawing its support. So, it was a rough night. It's a rough day. Digging bodies out of the rubble. Children were involved. At least two children were killed in the attacks overnight.
How many are confirmed now?
Last I checked, again, right before I came to speak to you, maybe 5 minutes before I came to speak to you, the body count was at 12 dead and over 100 wounded. And I'm sure some of those wounds are not slight. Yeah. This was an intense attack.
Yeah. Man, I'm so sorry. Donald Diaper Don this morning, said, Vladimir, please stop. You've got, Steve Witkoff is on his way to Moscow right now to kiss Putin's ass again. Putin is apparently proposing that if Trump goes along with freezing everything where it is right now, not giving Ukraine any future security assurances and forbidding membership in NATO, that Putin will allow him to build a billion-dollar Trump Tower in Moscow.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. He does. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. He never seems to crack. I mean, Vlad, please stop. Is about the harshest language I've seen him, put against the guy who's killing people daily here, and who's a war criminal, and has been. Children away. So, please, Vlad, stop. That's the harshest you can do. And Witkoff going to talk to Putin in deference to him, but it doesn't seem there's any real communication going on with Zelensky. There was supposed to be a major meeting this week in London, which, Marco Rubio was supposed to attend, and then he didn't. So the whole thing was kind of downgraded. Last night's attack was particularly horrific, and the response around Europe has been really adamant. I mean, I saw Macron, French President Macron, saying, how can Zelensky negotiate with somebody who is every single night is sending munitions over here when there's supposed to be some sort of peace process going on? But apparently the man in the Oval Office is just going to give Vladimir Putin a slap on the wrist. Yeah. And also apparently still very much open to the idea of just letting Russia take the territories that it's stolen by force of arms, which only sets the situation for a further war, because they're right poised to take more land. They can lick their wounds, rearm, refit, and come back for a second try. Yeah. Now, this is why the Ukrainians are so worried about losing Crimea.
Yeah, and that's clearly their intention. I mean, that's why they're insisting that we offer no security guarantee. It's just, when I think of Trump and Putin, the picture that comes to mind is, kind of an S&M skit. I mean, Trump on a dog leash. And Putin with a whip or something. I mean, it's just it is wild. I mean, these guys, is anybody speculating about what control or hold Putin has over Trump?
Oh yeah, no, certainly. I mean, we've been talking about this for quite some time, and I know people. I have contacts in U.S. intelligence. I have contacts in other European, from my time spent in Afghanistan and Iraq, I got to know a lot of these guys. These guys who work either in intelligence or they work in, kind of public affairs sort of things. The guys that would interact with the journalists on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have subsequently gone onward to work in, take your pick of whatever alphabet soup organization, whether it's Department DHS, Department of Homeland Security, CIA, FBI, take your pick, DOD. There's a lot of concern about how compromised Trump is and where that line is. And obviously the Ukrainians are wondering that as well. So, he just doesn't see anything that's going to upset Vladimir Putin, and it does make one wonder why that is. Is it simply that he sees the world the same way? Does he have some sort of deference because he wants to be a dictator himself? Or indeed, does somebody have something compromising over him, whether it's financial, whether it's some sort of interpersonal thing? I mean, there's lots of reason you can get leverage over a guy.
Sure.
But the fact that a man in the Oval Office is regurgitating Moscow's talking points and seems to be willing to leave, the West, the collective West, in a compromised position so that Moscow can get away with this scot-free should be cause for concern for all of us.
Yeah, and then Rubio, whose parents are Cuban refugees. I mean, he's always been this kind of anti-communist, anti-Russia, free speech, democracy for all of us. He's completely changed his tune in order to keep his job as Secretary of State. It's really pathetic. Phil, I'm curious. Yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, it was reported that Russia's largest drone factory got blown up by the Ukrainians. Are the Ukrainians having some victories here?
Oh, left, right, and center. Their drone technique and their capacity, their tactics, their strategy. You're referring to the explosion of a drone manufacturer, also apparently an ammunition depot. You know, the two probably going together, and it almost looked like a mini nuke. It was this enormous mushroom cloud. War fighting capacity here domestically, that's only going to grow. The Germans are building 4 weapons factories in the west of the country. They're putting out millions of drones a year, and that's only going to get bigger and bigger. Ukraine is not, it always drives me nuts when Trump says that Zelensky doesn't have any cards. Well, I beg to differ. I think the Ukrainian military on the European continent for sure, but has some capacities that even the United States is coming to here or is being educated by Ukrainians in Poland. Actually, there's a center where they're training U.S. Military on how to use drones and fight in modern warfare. Right. This is an extremely strong military and is not by any means losing this war. They are losing territory. They are not getting the support that they need from the West, and in particular America, although Europe is stepping up. But at the end of the day, they are fighting off what was supposed to be, a 3-day invasion, and we're now well over 3 years into this thing? Underestimate the Ukrainians, never.
Yeah, for sure. You said that the Germans are building several weapons factories in the west part of that country. Which country were you referring to, Ukraine or Germany?
Ukraine.
Wow.
No, Ukraine. Rheinmetall, Germany's primary weapons manufacturer, is building 4 facilities here. One is going to be putting out infantry, high-tech, modern, state-of-the-art infantry fighting vehicles. One is going to be doing artillery rounds. One is doing explosives. And I think the fourth is putting out a tank.
When do they come online?
But there one will be at least one is coming online this year. I believe a second one might just eke out at the very end of 25, and then the other two I believe are going to be coming online in 26. And all the while, the Ukrainians themselves are building their own arms manufacturing industry, and it's going to be more their required defense capability, right, in no short order. So we really should not see the Ukrainians as these poor, desperate, on their back foot kind of. These are strong people who are defending their country and are determined to continue to do so, even if they have to go it their own way. All that will mean is more Ukrainians will die, and they will not forget a betrayal the level of what Donald Trump seems to be putting together.
Is the rest of Europe, we just have 15 seconds, by the way, Phil, is the rest of Europe starting to arm up seriously? Are we seeing new factories being built and things?
100%. Not only that, not only are they increasing their industrial capability, but there's a lot of talk about increasing their own military capability. So that means more soldiers in training. Europe is waking up to the fact that if America is going to duck out, that they're going to have to carry the weight, and Ukraine will be right there with them.
I get it. The great Phil Itner. Phil, thank you again so much for coming on every week and keeping us up to date.
Sorry, I'm a little tired.
No, Tom. I get it. Stay safe, my friend. Stay safe.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a second.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
God has an order, says the head of Donald Trump's Office of Faith. This is wild. Stick around.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, making up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable. It's absorbed into your body more easily and mixes better than other brands. There's no clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing deals that are only available with our special link. So visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's GET Native Path, getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get those 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the cost of other brands. Native Path Collagen, really amazing, bundle deals. That's getnativepath.com/Tom.
While the cowards fled, homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still lies. Kiss. Democracy's not just a word, it's every voice that must be heard. From city square to bloodstained field, they hold the line, they will not yield. Their fight is ours, this truth is known. We stand with Ukraine, they're not alone. Ukraine fights on with fire and grace. Battle cries etched in every face. A farmer blocks a tank with pride, while soldiers fall, but not their stride. It's not just east.
Amazing. Welcome back. Why Trump and his creepy minions want white women to make more babies. Elon Musk has tweeted, population collapse due to low birth rates is a much bigger risk to civilization than global warming. He's talking about white population collapse, by the way. All around the world, black and brown people are still reproducing at higher than, maintenance rates. He says, and then J.D. Vance, I want more babies in the United States of America. Of course, he's talking about white babies. White people right now, it takes 2.1 children per child to keep population steady, fertility rate. And right now for white people, it's 1.56. So how do you deal with that? What do you do about that? Well, the easy solution so that you don't get hit by labor shortages and things is to allow immigration. But most immigrants are black or brown or Asian, and Trump doesn't want to have anything to do with that. So now they're talking about giving a $5,000 cash bonus to American mothers who deliver. They want to reserve 30% of scholarships for the Fulbright program to people who are married and have children. And now they want to educate women on their menstrual cycles. In other words, they want women to start using the rhythm method. Oh, won't that be great? Yeah, especially the white women. Amazing.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, the head of Donald Trump's Office of Faith has a message she wants to share with you. I'll share that with you after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
International cheese sales are going to be increasingly important when consumers here at home stop buying as much. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Thursday. Domestic purchasing is what Katie Burgess is watching closely. Katie is a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg. That's EVER.AG if you want to visit them online. She walks us through what she's noticing among U.S. consumers.
And it's been a little bit mixed that I think, given all the uncertainty in the markets, you know, consumers still feel a bit stressed, especially as, you know, watching inflation, other costs go up. And so domestic demand for products has only been so-so to kick off the year. But we are coming, you know, spring and summer is just around the corner. So we're coming into grilling season, ice cream season. So watching what that means for dairy consumption as the weather improves here. Also, I mean, we just had Easter this past weekend. Easter tends to be a better time for dairy consumption as well as people get together and enjoy a meal with family.
Katie Burgess along with us. Katie is the Dairy Market Advising Director with Everegg. As you heard, summertime can take some of that milk supply away when it's used toward ice cream, which is price supportive. Also, all of those burgers on the grill might need a slice of cheese on top, which is going to move product as well. I've got to look at your midday markets after the break.
June Dairy Month is a special time to celebrate, enjoy, and support Wisconsin's proud dairy tradition. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin plays a key role in promoting and marketing the state's dairy industry year-round. Gary Cohn, the organization's director for District 3, which includes Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Taylor counties, shares what he enjoys most about June Dairy Month, along with the ways that people can get involved and learn more.
Participating in dairy breakfast, you know, just going to visit the people and see how excited they are to actually come out to the farms and see what we're doing. So I would encourage everybody, you know, to discover the taste and support their local dairy farmers during June Dairy Day at their local dairy farms. And the breakfast can be located by visiting wisconsindairy.org/JDM. And that should get you to the website where and show you where your local breakfasts are at.
June will be here before you know it, so explore local June Dairy Month events and discover ways to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy industry all year round.
Grain and dairy markets have flip-flopped compared to this time yesterday. From Chicago, cash corn is up a nickel and a half at 477.5. December new crop corn up a half a penny at 455 a bushel. Cash beans are up a nickel and three quarters at 1046 a bushel. November new crop beans up a penny at 1028.5. And July new crop wheat is down a half a cent at 543 a bushel. The May Class 3 milk contract is down 10 cents at 1855 a hundredweight. The June contract down 15 cents at 1730. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your
under a mix of sun and clouds today with mild high temperatures still hanging on to the mid-50s. With scattered showers rolling in overnight and widespread light rain tomorrow morning, we'll be waking up to some patchy fog and high temperatures staying stuck to the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. If you're like me, the answer is probably never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4 at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial and their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use the promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code TOM14.
Kids dodging bullets, no help from above. Presidents for sale in gold leaf rooms. Bribes whispered under foreign moons. But I never thought I'd see it here. Where freedom's fading into fear. A man in red, a heart so cold. Trading stars and stripes for gold. Will corruption be Trump's Achilles heel? Will the truth break through? How long till the people feel that we've been conned, we've been used, sold out for power and Fox News? Will corruption be the end that's real? Will it be his Achilles heel? He'll build a tower, he'll drop a band if there's a payoff.
36 minutes past the hour, Paula White is a televangelist Trump hired to head up the White House Faith Office. She used to be a minister, and now her son is running her ministry. And she went on Real America's Voice Wednesday and basically laid out how she and obviously the Trump administration feel about the relative role of women in the, in society. Here's the clip.
Preaching, because God has an order. Now, God, in his grace, look, the head of my household is my husband, Jonathan Cain, period. And we have a loving, amazing relationship. But if there's ever a time that a decision has to be made and we don't agree on something, he's the head. It's not hard to submit. People.
It's not hard to submit to your husband, ladies. Oh, man. I just can't imagine. I mean, I'm married to a woman who is just one of the strongest people I know. And I'm grateful for that. I just can't imagine. I suppose this whole tradwife thing, and yes, I'll be submissive, sir, and I'll, you know. But it the end result of that is so much spousal abuse and just horror stories. We don't live in biblical times anymore. This is not the Bronze Age. Anyway. What's on your mind? Howard in Seattle. Hey, Howard, what's up?
Oh, hey, Tom. God, great to hear you.
Thank you.
So I love your music. It reminds me of John Lennon's working class hero music and Power to the People.
Well, thank you. Louise thanks you. She's the one who does it.
Anyway, so much for that. You know, I have a couple topics, but just the one that I guess... this is a skeptic alert, and I don't know that it's really true, but, you know, it says about the Pope dying. And I, with the trend of the world kind of moving towards the right, the way that it is, I had a thought, and I don't even know it's true. I wonder if he was taken out. And I just want to run this by you because of the fact that, you know, he was seen as a very positive, progressive guy. And he was even counter to Trump. And I would imagine that there were people in the papacy who did not agree with him at all, did not like what he was doing.
No, there's a very substantial right-wing movement within the College of Cardinals, et cetera. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wondered if, you know, the fact that they looked at this as the opportunity to take him out.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't think so. He was 88 years old. He had just had double pneumonia. You know, I think it's possible that J.D. Vance drained him energetically. You know, wow. J.D. Vance is kind of a spiritual black hole. but I think it's more likely that he just died exactly the way that the Vatican said, that he had a stroke and it led to heart failure and he died.
Okay. I just was curious because that came up, because it'll be interesting to see who the cardinals elect. What, you know, if they elect somebody who's kind of like middle of the road or in the humanitarian way that this guy was, or more right wing. It'll be interesting to see.
It's going to be fascinating, yeah, and we'll know in a couple of weeks. And we've seen these real swings. I mean, Benedict was hard right, and then, you know, and then Francis came along as kind of hard left. And I mean, to the extent that you can be in the Vatican Church, they're still oppressing women, et cetera. But, yeah, I got it. Howard, thanks for the call. Tom in Lonedale, Missouri. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Lonedale, Missouri. Yeah, I'm doing fine, Tom. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
Well, with respect to Ukraine, per Phil Itner, there are a couple of places that you can make donations, not only for the health, the safety, and the medical care for people that are injured, but you can also make donations that contribute to their armory. And so I've been doing that for some time. Mm-hmm. But what I called about is Elon Musk turning tail and running after we the people took him on personally for what we saw him destroying, not only democracy, but everything that, you know, that you refer to as the commons, which it is.
Yeah, our government.
And right. And, you know, he wants to take out Social Security. He wants to take out VA or the Veterans Administration. He wants to take out all these things that we hold dear. Now, that what occurred to me is that was incredible because, you know, not too long before the election, he was considered, you know, to be Mr. Smarty Pants or whatever, which I never saw him as such. I thought, you know, he had money. He made investments. He made the right investments, but he never contributed a thing. And so I got to thinking, what is the basic problem? Why is it that the Republicans in Congress do not do what we the people want them to do? It's been, you know, time after time you see these.
So I would say the reason why is because they're dancing to the tune of dark money or big money. Do you have an alternative explanation?
Exactly. That's no, I do not have an alternative. I believe exactly that. Just like you mentioned, when he was inaugurated, he was surrounded by this group of billionaires.
The richest men in the world.
Exactly. So why not, as a tactic to save democracy, take them out one at a time, the same way we took out Elon Musk?
I'm assuming you're talking about through boycotts and demonstrations.
Well, you can call them boycotts. Boycott was a part of it. Demonstrations that, you know, spoke to other people about what this person really was, what he was really doing.
Well, listen,
you know,
this is where Charles Koch had this figured out, or has this figured out, Tom. I mean, he and his late brother funded probably the majority of the institutional mechanisms that undergird and support the Republican Party. Multiple think tanks in every single state, ALEC, the Heritage Foundation. I mean, this list goes on and on and on. But they never...
They
launched the Tea Party. But they never wanted the publicity. Charles Koch is not a pathetic man baby like Elon Musk is. He's not one of these people who just desperately needs validation and wants, you know, to be loved. He knows who he is. He knows what he wants. And so, you know, every movement to try to... Because Koch Industries owns a bunch of popular brands. You know, I think Brawny is one of them.
I have them on my phone. And when we go to the grocery store, We purchased none of them.
Right, but you're the exception.
Very easy to find out what
he is. Yeah, you're the exception to the rule, though. Most people have no idea even who Charles Koch is. And not to pick on him. I mean, there's a bunch of other billionaires who have other companies, too, that, you know, people are buying things from, you know, the guy who runs Home Depot, for example, you know, all the time.
Exactly. And I do not shop there.
Yeah, or Amazon.
And I tell everybody.
But again, you're the exception rather
there.
Than the rule. The first time that we've really seen a pushback was Elon Musk. And why? Because he was so desperate for attention that he put himself out there. So I think, you know, I agree with your analysis and I like the sentiment. I just suspect that it'll be a whole lot harder to take down, you know, metaphorically speaking, business-wise speaking, some of these other billionaires who are funding Trump than it was to at least, you know, kick Elon Musk in the shins. Tom, I got to run, but thanks for the call. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorn, and toasted breadcrumb. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. I-94 and Highway 164. Pewaukee.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 49 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Joe in Chicago. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Yes, hi. I was just calling because Donald Trump sent out this this vile, deviant Easter post.
Oh, that was completely deranged. I mean, it was. Let's see how much hate I can put into one post on social media to celebrate Easter Sunday, right? It was just deranged, yeah, Joe.
He sent it out to the radical lunatic left, the deranged law enforcement and judges that don't counter immigration and let these immigrants in to destroy our country with the murderers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then he called Biden the worst president ever, he didn't know what he was doing, and all the people that cheated him out of the 2020 election.
Yeah.
And it's really an evil post. And it just shows the lack of democratic cohesive leadership, because they should have been immediately front and center demanding that Republicans repudiate this post. And
I agree.
The question,
I agree. If Biden had done something like that, the Republicans would be screaming.
Yes, correct. And it's also much more concerning than that, because for those of us that analyze and look at what Trump and the Republicans do, this is clearly intended. It may be deranged, it's direct, it's to demonize and dehumanize us Democrats and people fighting for our Constitution. And the only thing missing in that post was that these people should be killed. This is a way that Malcolm Nance talks about when they set up people that you're going to have a population be murdered by another part of the population,
yeah,
by just pointing out that the other side is an enemy, you know, to life itself. And that's what this is intended to do.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. It's very destructive language. Yeah, I agree, Joe. I agree. And I agree with your analysis. Had Joe Biden at any point in his presidency posted anything even remotely close to what Trump posted on Easter, every Republican in the country, every news agency in the country would be going, what the hell? And we demand a response. And how can, you know, and they would be asking every Democratic member of the House and Senate, you know, do you still support this guy? It looks like he's gone off the edge. But when Trump does it, it's like, you know, oh, it's Tuesday. So, or in this case, it was Sunday.
There's so much toxic rain coming down, it's hard to, you know, respond to everything. But this is just a total missing in action.
Yeah, no, it's Steve Bannon's flood the zone with the S word stuff, you know, as a flood the zone with crap. Yeah, absolutely. Joe, thank you for pointing that out. Mike in Gainesville, Virginia. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yes, Tom. Basically, I wanted to raise another issue with you. On Monday, I raised the issue about the SecDef getting information from CENTCOM that's now been reported in the press that certainly was a classified message. The other one I wanted to raise was on the deportation and the agreement or contracts we have with El Salvador. And I think that's the key. Congress needs to get a copy of that agreement or contract that we have with El Salvador. And since they're using appropriated funds, that should give us the rights that we have or not or don't have to get people back or basically what terms and conditions they have in that contract.
Yeah, completely agree, Mike.
And also, you know, yeah. So I was hoping Congress would start asking for that. It seems for some reason they're not asking
for
that.
Well, it's because Republicans have become domesticated by Trump. They're all docile now. They just kind of
you know, curl up in the corner and hide their faces under their tails.
Yeah, but the Democrats aren't even asking for that information, and
oh, they are.
That should definitely. Well, I mean, it's not very open in the press. That
no, the press does not. Democrats are holding press conferences every day, and the press almost never covers them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's really, you have to go to the source documentation.
It would be great to see that contract and see what the provisions of it are. Because I agree with you. This is money Congress appropriated. I think it's being used wrong. Mike, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Marcia in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, Marcia, what's up?
Hi. It's good to talk to you. First time calling, and I'm crazy about your show.
Well, thank you, Marcia.
But I just wanted to tell you about the rally that I went to last Saturday in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Made my signs. Everything was good. I enjoyed the first few speakers. Then several Palestinian-leaning people got up, and I agree with what the first few said. I think Netanyahu's horrible. I don't want to send weapons there. I think he's a criminal. But then the last one came up and said, from the river to the sea.
No Jews.
Yeah. And then someone in the crowd yelled out, what about Hamas? And I don't know if they escorted him out, but I saw people going to him, and then he wasn't there, so maybe he just left.
You're talking about the person who talked back to the speaker?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know that they escorted him out. I looked, and he was gone.
He must. He might have just got enough dirty looks that he decided it's time to turn tail and run.
Right, but I left, too.
Yeah.
I mean... And I got into a bit of an argument with a woman next to me. I said, that's a terrible thing to say. She said, what do you mean? I said, that river to the sea means get rid of the Jews.
Right, exactly.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, really?
I said, yeah, I read occasionally.
They're not ambiguous about it. You know, I mean, it's like from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean. Those are the borders.
What I'm saying is, I want to protest, but I don't like what 5051 did in Chicago. I thought it was horrible.
Well, have you reached out to anybody from their leadership?
I don't know how to. I tried to look it up online. I
would start with their website, and were I there on that day, I would have probably made my way up to the stage and said I'd like to talk to somebody who has some responsibility for this particular speaker, because this is not going to help our movement. This is
That's what I think. Talk about dividing people.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree that Netanyahu is a disaster. I agree with the guys and people are suffering.
The guy's a criminal, yeah, absolutely, and a war criminal for that matter. I'm with you, but that doesn't mean that you say, okay, it's time to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Marcia, thank you for the call. If you figure out anything, or if you do get in touch with those folks, give us a shout back and let us know how it works out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Marcia. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, New York plays the anti-Trump card. I'll tell you all about that. It's fascinating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, Thom. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. A suburban Chicago man who admitted to a 2022 shooting at an Independence Day parade has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Robert Cremo was sentenced after relatives of those killed and survivors gave emotional testimony. Attorney Lance Northcutt represents the family of a 2-year-old whose parents died.
Today, justice was done in a legal sense. All that Judge Rossetti could have done in the context of a criminal courtroom was done.
President Trump has lashed out at both sides, but after another deadly Russian attack in Ukraine, he said today he believes a peace deal is achievable.
There's a lot of hatred there. There's a lot of very bad blood, a lot of distrust, but I hope we're going to get there for the sake of a lot of young people that are dying.
The president also said tariff talks with China are continuing despite Beijing's denial. The Dow is up almost 400. CBS News Brief,